Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. The Motor Show with Andy J on Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're slammed back in the middle of the gadget hour of the Motor Show here on Talk Radio, and I'm delighted to be able to tell you that we are joined by the Gadget Detective. It's so good to have you here. We've seen two gadgets so far. Incidentally, I should remind you as well that John Markar is also in the studio alongside Rick Parfitt Jr. They're enjoying this gadget feature. It's just your chance to get your hands on some tech, isn't it?
It's fun. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Why not?
Always good. Well, Fevzy, what have we got next?
Okay, so the third of the three is something called an Energy 12K. It's from a company called Tilt. Mm. That's Tilt with a Y, of course.
Naturally.
Why would it not be?
Probably easier to get the rights to it.
Energy with an I. So it's the Energy 12K. It's one of
that,
these...
I mean, that is awful. Energy with an I and Tilt with a Y.
It's about
Come
the web
on.
Domain, surely.
Let's try to pronounce that properly. Energy Tilt.
So this is one of these portable battery devices. So we're quite used to seeing these. These are the things that get you out of trouble when your phone's about to die on you. Mm. But this one's got a few nice tricks to it. First of all, the capacity. So again, this one's a little bit bigger than a bar of soap, but it's getting on for a chunky bar of soap. And
it's a luxury. I don't know what hotels you stay in, Percy. That's a luxury bar of soap, that is. That's the kind of thing that if you open it, you've got to be staying in the hotel for a good month. Otherwise, they're going to tell you off.
It's when you stick two of them together, you know, you can just about manage it. So first of all, the capacity. In tech terms, it's 12,000 milliamp hours, hence the name 12K. But in practical terms, if you've got, for example, one of those new iPhone SEs that's just been announced, this will charge that seven times over from dead to full, seven times, and then have some juice left over as well.
Really good. It's quite that's a heavy. It's a large bar, so it's chunky. It's quite heavy.
Yeah. But the other nice thing about it, you'll see it's got three USB ports on it as well, so it can charge three devices at once, which again is useful because these days, you know, we tend to have maybe a tablet, a smartphone. Some of the newer, smaller notebook computers as well can be charged from this as well, like the MacBook.
Actually, I would also say, Fevzy, that the great advantage of having more than one input as well is it makes it guilt-free. I'll give you an example. On a couple of nights ago, I went to the theatre, and just beforehand, I was having some drinks with friends, and my phone was about to go, and I have a portable battery device, and my friend's phone actually did die, and he was the director's husband, and my phone had about 5% left in it, and he was like, can I plug in? And I was like, no. I've got to get home. Your missus is next door. And then I felt guilty for the entire play. I sat there thinking I should have just given him some juice. Yeah. But it was one of these, you know, you get one go at it. You know, I had to use my phone for another 4 hours, so I had to charge my phone off of my own charger. He didn't bring his own. It was his fault. Yeah. But with that, I would have been guilt-free. I could have gone, sure, and so can six of your friends. That would be fine.
And the other thing about it, along the same lines, is, again, if you haven't got much time to charge it, one of the three sockets on there is a high current socket, so it will charge at potentially more than twice the speed of the others. So if you've got a tablet or a laptop that needs to be charged quickly, or even you just don't have much time and you've got to get this device up and running and disconnect it.
Which is almost always the way, isn't it? Yeah. You run out of juice when you most need it.
Yeah, but something like that, you see, you could charge it effectively. I mean, depending on your use, you could easily... imagine charging it once in the week and just you know, having it on your desk or something, or
I think
you
that's
know, in your
really
pocket.
Helpful. But the question is, though, Fevzy, so I've got two questions for you, actually. Firstly, you can put pay to a rumour that I believe is true. If you put your... we're going to have to talk about iPhones because that's the phone I have, I'm afraid. If you put it onto airplane mode, and this might be the case with other brands as well, Samsung's, etc., is it true that it charges quicker or it recharges quicker if it's on airplane mode?
I've never tried that. You're
I'm nodding.
You're nodding. You've tried that.
A friend of mine told me that, and it was one of those things, typical pub conversation. Yeah. That surely can't be true. But well, since tried it, and I would definitely say, for whatever reason, it does speed up.
I mean, thinking about it, it's not that it will... the charge will go into it quicker, but it's not depleting at the other end. So if you think when a mobile phone is switched on or a tablet or whatever, and it's signalling, you know, cell towers and so forth, that... uses a certain amount of juice. So it's a bit like you're filling the bucket at the same speed, but what you've done is put your finger against the hole in the bottom by switching on airplane mode. So,
of course, yeah.
So it's not choosing that juice. So yes, it would, thinking about it, would charge quicker, but it's not because, you know, the current is flowing quicker into it.
No.
It's just because it's not...
It's because it's not draining.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, there's a theory to it. It's not just the psychology of, oh, well, I've turned my phone off now, please be quick. You know, time always passes when you're needing it, doesn't it? But the other question I have for you is, given that that is such an impressive portable battery, you know, the big limitation of most portable batteries is that they come with a cap as well. So, you know, you'll spend however much money it is on your portable battery, you recharge your phone, only to realise that after 50 recharges, it's dead. Mm. You can't recharge the recharger. How many recharges have we got? How many times can we use this device, charge it up and drain it?
So that's got quite a modern lithium-ion battery in it, and that will give you several hundred recharge cycles before it starts diminishing. And it won't just suddenly say, oh, I'm not taking charge anymore. But you might find, if you charged it every day for a year, at the end of the year, you might start to find that you know, the capacity is down to 90 and then 80%.
But you're not going to need to if you can recharge seven phones.
So actually, it will probably outlast your phone and your tablet.
That's what I was getting at. If this is something that, you know, if you're going to fork out for a recharge device, you don't want to have to buy one every 4 months or something.
No.
You know, you want something that's going to last you years.
No, it's down to a few hundred recharge cycles. So you should get, say, 300 cycles out of it from sort of dead up to full 300 times before it starts running a lower capacity.
Did I miss the point about how long it takes to actually charge that unit?
Now, that's a very good question. It depends, and it depends on what sort of charger you've got for the battery. But typically, you know, 3 or 4 hours we'll see it.
Really? Oh, well, that's fantastic. Yeah.
And like with a lot of these batteries, you can get to 80% in maybe about 30% of the time. Right. The last bit of it can take a bit longer to fill up. But again, with a high capacity battery, that works well, because even 50% of that will probably keep most people going for a week. So, you know, and there are smaller ones. There are even one or two that are bigger than this. But I like this. Also, it's got a button on the side, but if you push it tells you how much charge it's got.
Excellent.
Got 5-point LED cool. on it, so quite nice. About £55.
I was going to say, that's the kicker for me. It's 55 quid.
Yeah.
Now,
so you've got to think about that.
I don't think that's too bad.
It's not, and I'm going to compare it with something I use every single day. I've got a Morphe case to my iPhone. This will give me about 2 charges in a day. It takes a good few hours to charge up overnight, but they cost 125 quid if you want to buy one. So they're not cheap at all.
And it only works with that phone when you change your phone.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, Tilt, this company, do a version of these sorts of cases. And the disadvantage with that case is that you're always carrying the bulk of the extra battery.
That's true.
The Tilt design, which I quite like, and I'm looking at the moment, the main case doesn't have the battery into it, but it's got a sort of a docking bit. So you slide the battery on when you want it.
Perfect.
And take it off and leave it and have a lighter phone when you're pretty sure you're not going to need the extra juice. Because that's the only thing that turns me down. Apples make a big, you know, Apple in particular tell you, oh, you know, it's the lightest iPhone, it's the thinnest iPhone ever, and then we club a great big battery against it, and it kind
all
of
design work is just thrown out the window, isn't it?
You know, poor Johnny Ive has a heart attack. You know, we take it back to, you know, 10 years.
It's light and fast, but if you drop it in a tiny little from any height, it's going to break. So you're going to have to spend another £100 on a case, and hope that that'll do the job.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trouble. That is one of the big challenges with iPhones, is they are beautifully designed. They are lovely things out of a case.
Yes.
But basically, in real life, you know, I mean, I've had to put my case in it to childproof it, because my son loves playing with my iPhone. But that naturally means it gets dropped on the floor several times a day. Now, if it was uncased, looking beautiful, I would be 7 or 8 iPhones in by now.
Yeah.
You know, I have to have a hard case. Mm. They inevitably come with a ridiculous price tag. But it's just one of the things you have to factor in when you get a new phone.
You also need to think about the droppability of the design. So the new iPhones, the 6, 6S, 6S Plus, all of those, they are, you know, very slippery shaped devices. And it was quite interesting that when they released the new iPhone SE, which is the same.
This is the little one.
Yeah, it's a 4-inch screen. It's the same. It's the same design as the 5 and the 5S. It's got corners on it, and it's actually much more holdable, not just because it's smaller and it will fit in your hand better, but you're much less likely to drop it. And there's a lot of people dropping the bigger iPhones.
I'm quite a fan of the fact. Exactly. Oh, Rick's agreeing. Yeah, are you a big phone dropper?
Agreeing. That's it. Well, no, I just agree with exactly what you just said. I've got the new 6S, and it's grabability isn't quite as good as the smaller one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that seems to be the trend, doesn't it? They're making phones a bit smaller at last, because we were getting massive. You know, we're having to make jean pockets bigger, and now they're getting a bit smaller and a bit bulkier again.
Yeah.
They might as well just get the old original iPhones out.
Oh, or the little Nokia ones. Do you remember those when they came out, when they tried to make them seriously small? That was fun.
I still miss the old flip phones. Yeah. You know, I still love finishing a call, just flipping it down. Yeah, great fun. So you're listening to the Gadget Hour here on The Motor Show. This is Talk Radio, and I'm sat with the Gadget Detective, Fevzi, here. And, of course, we have John and Rick. Fevzi, that's it, isn't it, from the big three?
Yes.
Which of these three is your top pick?
Oh, now you're asking. I'd be torn between the Elgato Game Capture and the DrivePro 220. I think I can't choose between them. Don't make me choose, please.
I'm going to make you choose. Which one is it? Which one gets you? So if I gave you £150 of your own money to spend, where's it going?
The Game Capture, because it's just so clever. It really, you know, the appearance belies what it does. The functionality of it, you really would have had to have some serious kit to achieve what that little bar of soap shaped device can do.
Well, and with the genius of Rick Parfitt Jr., we found a whole new way of utilising it as well. So, I mean, in actual fact, you could probably twin it up with the dash cam, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, all these things can potentially connect together. I do like that. You know,
you could charge them up with the tilt, use the dash cam for the camera, and the capture device to stream it out to your mates.
And then team it up at the same time as your mate that's doing the same racetrack on his PlayStation and see who's faster in real life or on the racetrack.
Well, the fans could also influence the steward's decision at the end of the race.
Hey, now we're talking. See, always a chancer. I love it. Brilliant. Good stuff from RPJ there. Fantastic. Excellent. You're listening to The Motor Show here on Talk Radio. It's Gadget Hour. We'll be back after these.
The Motor Show with Andy J on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Gadget Hour here on The Motor Show on Talk Radio. And this is an appropriate moment for me to say a very big thank you to the Gadget Detective, Fevzi. Thank you so much for coming in again.
Absolute pleasure.
It's been great having you here. And honestly, I can see that you are going to cost me a lot of money in the next few weeks.
I'll hopefully save you some as well. I'll steer you right.
Oh, good man, good man. Thank you for your excellent picks. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Good stuff. Thank you, Fevzi.